Rain and cold weather likely suppressed turnout, but about 10 protesters weren't deterred by the gloomy conditions. The small group of Venezuelan nationals stood at the intersection of Peachtree Street and Lenox Road. Most, like Linda Lopez, held up signs and flags in solidarity with protesters in Venezuela.
We need the support of the American people. This country is founded on civil liberties and human rights, and that's all we're asking in Venezuela right now.
Students initiated the protests in Venezuela over 2 months ago. They blamed the government for soaring inflation, high crime, and a shortage of supplies. The government denies it's to blame and has even accused the U.S. of instigating the protests. The conflict is taking an emotional toll on Venezuelans here. Many, like Ingrid Ramirez, still have family in Venezuela.
We're lucky to be here because we are safe. But it's hard. It's hard, and knowing what is going on every day over there and you cannot be with them, it's hard. You can just pray.
Pictures and videos depict violence by both sides, but those who support the demonstrators say the government has used excessive force to control protesters. More than 40 protesters have reportedly died. Those images worry Venezuelans like Serelda Hazel, who also has family in the politically torn country.
Sometimes we cry, you know. Sometimes we cry, especially when we see the videos and the things that are happening, the killings, the dead people, everything. We feel, we cry. That's it.
Irene Liscano is a court interpreter and a law student. Her father is Venezuelan. Her mother is Spanish. Liscano was born in Atlanta, but grew up in Venezuela. Most of her family is still there. Over lunch in Woodruff Park one day, Liscano says she has a lot of feelings about the conflict in Venezuela, including guilt.
I felt like I should be there doing more, and I wasn't, and these people were taking the brunt of something that was going to help the country and help my kids and my future kids and my future grandkids.
Some have described their feelings as survivor guilt. The term typically applies to those who've survived a tragedy, such as the typhoon in the Philippines, where many people died. Even though the situation in Venezuela is different,
I think it's a reasonable expansion of the definition.
Dr. Nadine Caslow is a professor and vice chair of Emory's psychiatry department. She's also the president of the American Psychological Association. She says feelings of guilt and sadness are common in crises.
Part of it is about allowing yourself to have those feelings, to realize they're normal, and they're understandable, and to be able to process them and talk about them. And then over time, the issue is to be able to work through them.
That could be done through support groups or individual therapy, she says. Back in Buckhead, there's chatter, honks of support, and signs of optimism. Ingrid Ramirez says she has to believe things will get better eventually.
That's what I'm here. If I will not think that that's a possibility, I will not be here.
But how and when that might happen is uncertain. So in the meantime, many Venezuelans here are trying to bring attention to the issue while they hope and wait. Martha Dalton, WABE News.